Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is defining connectivity to Oracle eBusiness Suite using WebSphere JCA adapter. Today's presenters are Srilatha Sankaranarayan and Prasanna Hola. Srilatha joined IBM in 2003 with 2 years of industry experience. She has been primarily working on Java and J2EE technologies. She joined WebSphere Adapters team in May 2011. And prior to this, she has performed the roles of a test architect and level 3 support in WebSphere B2B and WebSphere Partner Gateway teams, respectively. She was also a part of the development and test teams for WebSphere Data Interchange. Prasanna is a member of the WebSphere Adapters QA team in IBM India Software Labs. He is responsible for testing the WebSphere Adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite products. At this point in time, I would like to pass the presentation over to Srilatha and Prasanna.
Thank you, Joseph. Hello, everybody. We have called the session Defining Connectivity to Oracle eBusiness Suite using WebSphere JCA Adapter. Intent of the session is to introduce and discuss some of the key aspects of integration with Oracle eBusiness Suite and how the WebSphere Adapter offers this in a seamless fashion. The agenda is built out into 3 slides. Next couple of minutes, let us look at what is covered in this session. We will start by looking at the big picture of IBM SOA Suite and how and where adapters fit in. We will follow that up by a high-level integration architecture overview of Oracle eBusiness Suite. We will also look at some of the key capabilities of Oracle eBusiness Suite adapter. To illustrate the integration story better, we have lined up 2 case studies that showcase inbound and outbound integration to Oracle eBusiness Suite. One of the case studies is in the application-to-application integration space, and the other is in the B2B integration space. Moving on to slide number 3. After the topics that introduce aspects of Oracle eBusiness Suite integration and capabilities of WebSphere Adapter for eBusiness Suite, we have planned the rest of the session topics to be presented in the form of popular FAQs. We have around 4 FAQs lined up. Each of these can be looked at in detail when we get to them. Moving on to slide 4. Once we are done with the 4 FAQs, we will share some useful links that will provide in-depth information on WebSphere Adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite. We will conclude the session summarizing what we have learned from the session. Moving on to slide 5. So to begin with, let us look at adapters and the IBM SOA story. Moving on to slide 6. What is shown on this slide is the architectural model for Business Process Manager, also known earlier as the Process Server. Business Process Manager is based on WebSphere Application Server, which is a strong J2EE container. As shown in the slide, the core of SOA is provided in BPM by the Service Component Architecture, which is a service component model for business services that operate on business data. Enterprises use enterprise information systems to provide the information infrastructure for the business. Adapters provide a mechanism for the integration of existing EIS infrastructure with process integration applications. Adapters also enable a service-oriented approach to EIS integration. It abstracts the low-level EIS functions or events in the form of business objects. In addition, adapters provide a consistent framework to interact with the EIS or the Enterprise Information System. Adapters form a key supporting service in the SOA suite. Moving on to slide 7. We saw where the adapter fits in the bigger picture. We will now get specific to Oracle eBusiness Suite integration. In the next slide, we will have an overview of high-level integration with Oracle eBusiness Suite. Moving on to slide 8. On this slide, we see layered architectural overview of the Oracle eBusiness Suite. eBusiness Suite comprises of the application stack and technology stack. Integrations to the application layer in eBusiness Suite is by leveraging connectivity to the technology stack. On this slide, we see popular modes of connectivity to eBusiness system through open interface tables, XML gateway component, or through web services. Integrations can be data level or at document level. For data level integration, we work with open interface tables or views or stored procedures. XML gateway is an important component in eBusiness Suite that acts as a gateway for inbound and outbound XML messages from eBusiness Suite. This is a popular component that is leveraged for B2B integration needs with eBusiness Suite. Moving on to slide 9. Before we look at the case studies, let us look at the basics of integration terminologies and interfaces that is used to establish connectivity to eBusiness Suite. Moving on to slide 10. On this slide, we have put together some of the commonly used or popular interfaces for integration with Oracle eBusiness Suite, also which are supported by the WebSphere adapter. There are multiple ways to integrate with eBusiness Suite. If the requirement is to integrate and work with database objects, then the Open Interfaces or PLSQL APIs are the suggested options. Interface tables mirror the schemas of base tables in Oracle eBusiness Suite. Data operations can be done on the interface tables, which can then be reflected on base tables offline by using concurrent programs. In addition, concurrent programs can be invoked by the adapter by wrapping it around PLSQL procedure and invoking it from the adapter using the PLSQL API. XML Gateway, as discussed, is a popular component of the eBusiness Suite. To discover interfaces or services to integrate to XML Gateway, we use yet another popular component of Oracle eBusiness Suite, which is the Integration Repository, or also called as IREP. Integration Repository offers a catalog of interfaces that eBusiness Suite supports. It is a single source of truth for integration with eBusiness Suite. Adapter makes a web service invocation to discover available services to integrate with XML Gateway using web service invocations. Adapter supports XML Gateway integration using HTTP or JMS transports. Advanced Queues is a technology connectivity option wherein Adapter offers discovery of advanced queues and enqueuing to the configured queue. Advanced Queues is queue implementation that leverages Oracle database. Moving on to slide 11. Having discussed the high-level overview and integration basics with respect to integration with Oracle eBusiness Suite, we will now look at how the WebSphere adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite fits the bill. In the next slide, we will have a quick look at the capabilities of the WebSphere adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite. Moving on to slide 12. VestVia Adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite offers bi-directional connectivity to eBusiness Suite. One can develop an integration solution that works with underlying Oracle database objects such as open interface tables, concurrent programs, or stored procedures using the adapter. Connectivity to database objects is not limited by the thin driver limitations. Adapter works around the driver limitations to support popular PLSQL types used in EBS stored procedures such as PLSQL record and PLSQL Boolean types. Adapter also supports the case of overloaded stored procedures. For inbound connectivity, Adapter leverages the Oracle Business Event System. We will look at inbound connectivity in detail in the forthcoming slides. In addition to working with database objects for data level integration, Adapter also offers document level integration with XML Gateway by leveraging services discovery from integration repository. Outbound connectivity to XML Gateway using web services or SOAP over JMS is provided by the Adapter. Advanced Queues is Oracle proprietary queue implementation leveraging Oracle Database. Advanced Queues offer asynchronous communication mode with XML Gateway or with eBusiness Suite. Adapter supports for integration with Advanced Queues for inbound connectivity into eBusiness Suite. In a nutshell, Adapter is a packaged offering that meets most of the connectivity requirements to an Oracle eBusiness Suite out of the box. Moving on to slide 13. Next, we shall look at the feature evolution of the Adapter in tandem with the versions of VestVia Adapter for eBusiness Suite. Moving on to slide 14. Feature functions of Oracle eBusiness Suite Adapter have evolved with the versions released. The latest version of the Adapter is version 7.5. Up until version 7.0, the Adapter had integration to only the database objects or APIs. With version 7.02 of the Adapter, it supports document-level integration with XML Gateway component of the Oracle eBusiness Suite. Version 7.5 of the Adapter offers data and document level integration by interfacing with XML Gateway, Integration Repository, Advanced Queues, and of course the database objects. Moving on to slide 15. Let us now look at an integration scenario with Oracle eBusiness Suite in our first case study. Moving on to slide 16. This slide demonstrates a typical application-to-application integration scenario. For ease of understanding, the blocks have been color-coded. The blocks in red indicate Oracle Stack and the ones in blue are IBM-specific. This case study demonstrates an integration that is within the enterprise. Here, the example taken is that of create purchase order use case. An external order capturing application will trigger the creation of purchase order in Oracle eBusiness Suite. This will raise an event in the business event system which will be subscribed to by the Adapter. When a PO create event occurs, a custom PLSQL program is executed to populate the Adapter event store created in the EIS. On the left side, we see that an integration solution running on the process server having Adapter export will poll for events from the event store on periodic basis. When the event is available in the event store, it is pulled by the Adapter for further processing. The event information is used to retrieve the record corresponding to the PO create. This information is passed as business object to the service module in process server for executing of different business processes that depend on the created PO information. Moving on to slide 17. Now let us look at some salient points from the first case study. Moving on to slide 18. In the case study 1, we saw how the adapter is configured for inbound connectivity. We also saw how the business event system in the Oracle eBusiness Suite is leveraged for inbound connectivity. Adapter offers assured ones delivery and transactionality support on delivery of events to endpoint. Moving on to slide 19. Now, let us look at another case study. Here, we will see how the eBusiness Suite, which is used for B2B integration with its external trading partners, integrates to service module on process server. Here, we will see the adapter's outbound connectivity. Moving on to slide 20. The case study example in this case is cancellation of a purchase order request. Assume the request to cancel the PO is coming from an external application to the service module in the process server. The service module executes certain business process before it can issue the cancel PO request to the eBusiness Suite. The service module has the adapter import configured to establish connectivity for document level integration with the XML gateway component in the eBusiness Suite. The cancel PO XML can be sent in multiple ways to the eBusiness Suite interfaces. We have shown here a couple of integration means that can be used. The cancel PO XML can be sent as SOAP over HTTP to the web service that corresponds to cancelling of the PO, or alternatively can be sent as SOAP over JMS. The cancelled PO can be picked by any agent listening on the queue, which is WFJMS in, and can be delivered to an appropriate workflow within the eBusiness Suite for further processing and cancellation of the PO. Alternatively, in a B2B integration scenario, if the message was meant for any of the trading partners to be picked up, then the business suite would enable the message to be picked and delivered to the trading partner through its B2B integration mechanism. Moving on to slide 21. Let us look at some salient points from case study 2. Moving on to slide 22. In case study 2, we touched upon the ability of the adapter to discover web service interfaces and send messages SOAP over HTTP to the configured module interface. Integration repository is an important component that needs to be discussed here with respect to this case study. As mentioned earlier, integration repository, is also known as IREP, is a single source of truth for all Oracle eBusiness Suite integrations. IREP contains a catalog of all available interfaces that can be used by external applications for integrating to eBusiness Suite. IREP is service-enabled and can be accessed via web service calls. Adapter leverages IREP for service discovery for integration with XML Gateway. Moving on to slide 23. In the next half of the session, we will look at some popular FAQs and answers for them. We will start with the first FAQ, which is, does WebSphere Oracle eBusiness Suite Adapter integrate with Oracle Financials module? Moving on to slide 24. First, let us look at what is Oracle Financials module. Moving on to slide 25. Oracle Financials is an important application group in Oracle eBusiness Suite. Oracle Financials comprise of the following function modules. AP, or Account Payables module, which is used to manage suppliers or vendors of an enterprise. AR, or Account Receivables module, which is used to manage customers to the enterprise. FA, or Fixed Assets module, which is used to manage assets. CM or cash management module, which is used for bank reconciliation. And finally, GL or general ledger, which is used to manage financial information of an enterprise. Integration and working with each of these functional modules from an external application or a process is possible by the use of SGI Adapter for eBusiness Suite. Each of these functional modules have documented or discoverable interfaces using which designated operations for the respective module can be performed. PLSQL APIs are popular interfaces to the financials module. In the next couple of slides, we will see how adapter discovery or configuration can be used to configure the connectivity to the financials module, which is account receivables taken for an example. Moving to slide 26. Let us now see how discovery or configuration using the adapter can be done for integration with account receivables module. Moving on to slide 27. The operation this example would showcase is to configure adapter to create an invoice using the PLSQL API, which is create single invoice procedure, which is under the AR invoice API pub package in the Oracle eBusiness Suite database. Moving to slide 28. Let us see how the discovery is made simple using the Enterprise Metadata Discovery Wizard of the adapter. Moving on to slide 29. Since the integration is through PLSQL API, which is a stored procedure, we will need to first establish database connectivity by providing Oracle database connection details on the initial EMD screens as shown. Query to discover the database objects needs to be run to discover and list the database objects. Moving on to slide 30. Filter the stored procedures based on the package name specific to the AR module. Expand the list of filtered stored procedures to discover and select the Create Single Invoice stored procedure. Moving on to slide 31. Select and configure the stored procedure to enable the adapter to execute the procedure when used with a service module. This adapter instance, when invoked with the right parameters, will be responsible to create an invoice by executing the stored procedure in Oracle database. Similarly, connectivity to achieve different integration needs to Oracle Financial module can be achieved by using the EBS adapter for discovery, configuration, and execution in a service-oriented environment. Moving to slide 32. Prasanna would be taking us through the rest of the session where we will see some of the other frequently asked questions answered. Over to you, Prasanna. Thank you.
Thank you, Srilatha. We will now look at the second FAQ, which is how does the WebSphere adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite leverage the business event system in Oracle eBusiness Suite? Moving to slide 33. To answer this FAQ, let us look at an in detail on the inbound connectivity from Oracle eBusiness Suite using the adapter. Moving to slide 34. Inbound connectivity enables an application to receive notification when objects in Oracle eBusiness Suite are changed. The change causes a trigger or a business event to update the event store with the information about the change. Periodically, the adapter pours the event store, retrieves and processes the event, and then delivers them to the export component of a module that is part of an application that runs in WebSphere Process Server or WebSphere Enterprise Service Bus. You can set triggers on-user tables as needed to populate the event store. For Oracle eBusiness Suite, you need to configure the Oracle Business Event System to capture the event. This slide captures the steps required to configure inbound connectivity. First step is to create the adapter-specific event store on the Oracle database. The event store is a persistent cache where event records are saved until the polling adapter can process them. Next, we would need to set up the application or workflows in Oracle eBusiness Suite to raise events when the desired event occurs. Following which, the next step would be to create subscriptions for the desired event in Business Event System. We'll shortly see how subscriptions can be created on Oracle eBusiness Suite and how custom actions such as execution of PLSQL programs can be configured on the subscription. Moving to slide 35. This slide explains the steps to create a subscription from the Oracle eBusiness Suite homepage. On the left of the slide, you see the homepage after logging into Oracle eBusiness Suite portal. Log into Oracle eBusiness Suite home as sysadmin user. Go to Workflow Administrator Web Applications from the left navigation pane. Click on the Business Events from Administrator Workflow, following which, click on the Subscriptions tab and create a new event subscription as shown in the slide. During new subscription creation, we need to specify the event for which the subscription is being created. So, click on the magnifying glass next to Event Filter to choose from the list of available event types. Moving to slide 36. On the Event Filter screen, select from the list of available event names. In this example, we have selected the event that corresponds to the invoice import in the Account Payables module. Alternatively, you may choose any event name which is of relevance for your solution. Next, click to configure the action type for the selected event. This will show list of action types available. Choose custom from that list. Moving to slide 37. Configure the action that needs to be performed when the subscribe event occurs. Here, provide the name of the PLSQL function that needs to be executed when the trigger event occurs. This is a custom PLSQL program that is responsible for extracting event details from the event that is raised in the business event system and populating the adapter event store. This showcases how the business event system in eBusiness Suite is leveraged by the adapter for inbound connectivity. Moving to slide 38. Third FAQ is, can I use JDBC adapter instead of Oracle eBusiness Suite adapter to integrate with Oracle eBusiness Suite database objects? Moving to slide 39. To answer this FAQ, we will look at a quick comparison between the JDBC adapter and Oracle eBusiness Suite adapter. Moving to slide 40. Though at the technology level, both JDBC and Oracle eBusiness Suite use the JDBC thin driver for connecting and working with the database objects. However, they are functionally similar but not same. Oracle eBusiness Suite adapter is tailor-made for Oracle EBS specific data types, procedures, and functions. For example, TL SQL record is a popular data type that is used in most of the TL SQL APIs as in or out parameter. ThinDriver does not support this data type. Oracle eBusiness Suite adapter works around the limitation of the ThinDriver to support TL SQL record. Similarly, the Oracle EBS adapter supports TL SQL Boolean and also offers support for overloaded stored procedures or functions. In addition, EBS adapter offers connectivity to other interfaces of eBusiness Suite such as advanced queues and XML gateway. EBS adapter is one package solution for connecting eBusiness Suite. Moving to slide 41. Now let us look at the fourth and the last FAQ. Can I use technology options and code my connectivity to Oracle eBusiness Suite instead of using Oracle eBusiness Suite adapter? Moving to slide 42. Let us look at how the Oracle EBS adapter compares itself to technology options like programmatically coding connectivity to eBusiness Suite using JDBC or AQ API drivers or web services. Moving to slide 43. As we have discussed in FAQ 3, connectivity to database objects is fully supported by Oracle EBS adapter as opposed to limited support by ThinDriver. Oracle EBS adapter offers graphical user interface driven discovery and configuration of connectivity to XML gateway through web services or advanced queues. The user experience is uniform and unchanged irrespective of the interface one opts for. The important factor for choosing the eBusiness Suite adapter is that the integration solution developers does not have to concern themselves with the issues around connectivity to EBS, nor do they have to maintain the code that programmatically achieves basic connectivity to EBS. Also, going with the EBS adapter ensures that they can keep their solution current with respect to the version updates of the Oracle eBusiness Suite. Moving to slide 44. Next slide carries few links that can help in obtaining more information on the eBusiness Suite adapter. Moving to slide 45. To refer to take notes relevant to WebSphere adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite, please go to the site referred to by the first URL. Further, to download internal fixes for different versions of WebSphere adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite, use the Fix Central URL provided. For more documentation on WebSphere adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite, please refer to the last URL on this slide. Moving to slide 46. Let us now summarize the session for today. Moving to slide 47. In this session, we looked at some of the key aspects of integration with the Oracle eBusiness Suite using the Webster adapter. Also, we saw some of the case studies that demonstrated the integration capabilities offered by the Webster adapter. A greater part of this presentation covers some of the frequently asked questions related to Webster adapter for Oracle eBusiness Suite. With this, we conclude our session. I will now turn it over to Joseph. Thank you.
Thank you, Srilatha and Prasanna, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
And we have no questions over the phone.
And we have no question in the group chat. So at this point in time, we will conclude the presentation.